Tracy Hanna spent most of her life on the Cape, which means she's used to ticks. So she didn't think much of it when her partner, Alan, called her and said,
I need you to pull a tick off of my arm because I can't get it. And I say, oh, all right. And to myself, I'm thinking, gross, I'm squeamish. I don't like that stuff at all.
Alan didn't know where he'd picked up the tick. He and Tracy spent a lot of time outside together.
We enjoyed hiking different conservation trails.
In fact, the outdoors is kind of the backdrop for their love story. It was actually on a hike one Saturday, a few weeks into their relationship, that Tracy realized,
I think I really love Alan. I think I love him. Then it was after Thanksgiving, he started complaining that he had the chills and he was sort of tired and he would take ibuprofen and that would make the chills go away.
This cycle went on for a couple weeks, so Alan and Tracy went to the doctor. And from there, things got worse.
They didn't know what was going on. We went to the hospital. They were treating for infectious processes. At one point they said, yeah, we think it's cancer. Viral processes. And the next day they say, no, we don't think it's cancer. And bacteria. None of the medications they were using were working. His neurological exams got worse. It was a roller coaster of, we think it's this, no, it's not that. Maybe it's this, no, it's not that. Maybe he could improve. No, we don't think he's going to improve.
Finally, on Christmas Eve,
I felt him slipping away, not being as responsive. He never regained consciousness after that.
A few days later, Tracy, along with the rest of Alan's family, decided to take Alan off life support. They all stood around his bed.
And I was at the foot of his bed. I remember holding onto his feet. Alan was also always a warm person. He never minded when I would stick my freezing cold feet against his warm legs in bed. And it was probably about 15 minutes before he stopped breathing. We knew that he was gone.
Alan died January 6, 2017. No one could understand what had happened to Alan, how his health had deteriorated so quickly. So the family requested a full autopsy to try and figure it out. Tracy met with the doctor.
And it was early in that meeting when he said Alan died from the Powassan virus. And I was like, what even is that? And he explained that it is a tick-borne virus. He explained that it's extraordinarily rare.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there have only been 75 cases of Powassan in the United States in the past decade. And Powassan is fatal only 10 to 15% of the time. There were 13 confirmed Powassan infections in Massachusetts between 2013 and 2016. Three of those cases resulted in death, two of which were on Cape Cod. As of now, there's no antidote for the virus, which means there's actually not much doctors can do.
It was shocking to me how helpless as humans we still really are against a teeny tiny bug. As intelligent and advanced and technologically equipped as we are, we're no better than the rest of the natural world. We're not really stronger than it. It's sort of humbling in a way, and I guess it also sort of gives me an odd sense of belonging in the universe.
Before Alan got infected, Tracy says she didn't really take precautions against ticks. Now, before she goes out, she always sprays her clothes with a repellent called permethrin. Even though Tracy doesn't hold any grudges, she didn't go near the woods for months after Alan's death.
I was maybe a little bit nervous.
But avoiding nature didn't make her feel better. She said it felt like something was missing. And when she finally talked herself back into the woods, it became clear what that something was.
I feel Alan's presence very strongly outside. I wanted to feel his presence, and that's what made me go, and I was glad that I went.
In Sandwich, Massachusetts, I'm Aviva de Kornfeld.